Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Country.
Oh, you mean the Indians? Native Americans?
The original gangsters, the ones that got their scalps chopped right off their heads.
They got their shit pushed in, is what happened.
Oh, well, yeah, the ones that got their shit pushed in.
Christy, you ever had your shit pushed in?
No, I try to keep regular as possible. I don't do that. Not like that, no.
Ew.
I don't
got
it like
now,
that.
When you
gross.
Really fuck up on him, like, hey, honey,
sometimes it's like... Here on the newly retitled Vagina Chronicles, we love to get our shit pushed in.
Oh, my God. You
titled
it Vagina Chronicles?
No.
How about the Vagina Adventures?
The vaginal misadventures.
There you go. The stinky vaginal misadventures.
No, it's awful. This is god awful. We might as well call it The View.
That was
very well done.
Yes. I try.
So
now,
I have no topic today.
I am actually partying right now. I got things to
Are
do.
You?
I just called.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. How about that? I'm at a barbecue.
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah, absolutely. We're all busy here. All very busy today.
All right.
So,
just a little life with
I'm
the
getting,
sunshine.
I'm getting it in right now.
Nice.
Yeah?
Any,
what is it and where is it going into?
Well, see, I don't want to incriminate myself. So, basically, what are we talking about today?
I just saw a fat guy on his, one of those, like, chunky Harley Davidson with, like, all the stuff on it, you know, like the side fenders and stuff, like the fat old guy ones, and he stood up and he shook his ass for some reason. So why is white America spending their money on motorcycles and things like that when they can't pay their mortgages? That's the topic.
Well, I mean, it's just the same principle behind, you know, keeping people in their place by you know, advertising rims in low-income areas. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's just tailor-made to a certain demographic.
Or inventing Craigslist so you can constantly look for stupid ass shit. There you go.
Actually, there was a study done probably about 20 years ago at this point that they looked at like the prices of grocery stores that were in low income areas as opposed to the prices of the same chain stores in the higher income areas, and the prices in the low income areas were higher.
Really?
For the same products, yeah.
I pay more for bananas when I go to the hood.
Right, now I have to go very far to get it. You know what I'm saying? No
so, what are you, Chrissy, are you lit up? Are you wasted? What's going on? You three sheets to the wind yet?
No. Well, See, that's the thing. I don't want to be on caught on tape doing something silly. You know what I'm saying? I want to cut out.
You mean again?
Happy Memorial Day weekend and shit.
Again on Memorial Day?
Do what?
You don't want to get caught again on Memorial Day on videotape?
Well, I don't want to be caught again.
You don't want to get caught again, yeah. Well, see, what I think you should do is I think you should... Yeah, she sounds a little lit, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's not her usual quick-wittedness. She's like...
Christy, it's only 6:05 p.m.
Yeah, I still got to cook the kids dinner.
Yeah.
See, what I think you should do is you should get wasted and take more shots of you leaping in the air with your panties out, is what I think you should do.
That's awesome.
Mommy,
right?
What are you doing, Mommy?
Did you like that picture?
Of course I did.
That was awesome.
I didn't even care that it was in a sequence of pictures with your kids. It was just you leaping in the air with your underwear on.
Really?
She's not an outie. Yeah, she's not an outie either. She doesn't have, like, gigantic, overflowing vaginal lips that are trying to eat their way out of either side of her underwear.
Christy, I gotta look Christy up on Facebook, yeah?
She's on my friends list.
No.
Is it C?
Are you gonna? She's gonna leave us, I think.
On that note, I need to get it in, so.
She's fucked up.
She is. I do.
So, all right.
Go kick
Bye.
Japanese in the head.
All right, go get it. Go get kick Japanese people. That's right. Popo kicking.
She's tore up.
She is fucked up. I'm a little jealous, telling the truth.
I know.
I'm completely sober.
No, I had two beers, so. And being that I'm a two-beer queer.
What are you doing this weekend? What's going on with
I was doing absolutely nothing until like 20 minutes ago. I got this barbecue over here by a friend of Fram's from work. So I'm in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, outside of the house, having a beer inside the car.
I think I'm going to start planning barbecues at your house.
Well, we can have barbecues at my warehouse. Can't do it at my house anymore. But still got that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that?
For real, yeah.
Can you do it in the parking lot?
No, we're on the ground anymore. I mean.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I know. Fram wanted. Oh, shit, I fucked up my finger. I didn't even feel that shit. That chunk of skin. She wanted to go do it like in a park, you know, Puerto Rican style, you know how they do the barbecue wherever
right,
they
right.
can, but you know, kind of
ninja barbecue.
Is that what it is? Puerto Rican ninja barbecue? I'd rather do it in my warehouse.
Sneak into a park and yeah, you could do it in a warehouse. But there's no domain over there. It's lawless.
It is. Oh God, I love it. I love my lawless domain over there, where I don't even pay rent anymore. Awesome.
You don't pay rent. It's under martial law.
You haven't been there in a while, but there's a big sticker on it that says, no trespassing. You know, this place has been padlocked down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's being patrolled by a gang of Joker wannabes as well.
Guys with like spikes in their vest for some reason.
Spikes in their vest and makeup on their faces. I'm pretty sure the Warriors actually are patrolling your warehouse.
Why is it in post-apocalyptic movies that the, you know, the henchmen, the crude henchmen, always somehow find those studded vests laying around somewhere? You know, do they, like, break into the
I'm
leather
pretty
store?
Sure in every post-apocalyptic movie, like, all of the lawless, psychotic bad guy gangs are, like, you know, mechanized punkers. All of them.
Yeah, they are, though. And they all, like, go to the leather shop. And, you know, when the shit goes down, society is falling apart, civilization is
disintegrating. They're like, oh, let's go to the leathers.
No, really, though. Like, I'm trying to think, like, okay, Tank Girl, it was like that in Tank Girl. Obviously,
Mad Max,
Mad Max, right?
Barbed Wire? Remember Barbed Wire?
Barbed Wire. What's the cartoon? What, Fist of the North Star?
Fist of the North Star. What was the one with Anna
North Star?
Smith?
Huh?
There was one with Anna Nicole Smith.
I wouldn't have watched a movie with Anna Nicole Smith. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But the only reason I remember that is because there was a clip on Howard Stern of them shooting the movie. And there was a dude that had to feed her line. So they were videotaping her, or, you know, filming her. And it was, you know, he would say the line and she would say it. Then he would say the line and she would say it. Because that's the only way that they can get her to say the lines, because she could not remember them.
She was abysmally stupid.
She was. And that's why she fucking died.
She was, she made, like, this softcore porno thing that I used to have on DVD.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Oh, God, yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Was
it
like,
was full of the. It was full of that Cinemax dance fucking that we discovered.
Tell the listeners what we mean by Cinemax dance.
I'll tell the listener, which is you, as a matter of fact.
I forgot. What is that again?
Well, we were in Philly, and we were at that kid. What did we call him? Nevada or something like that.
I think Arizona.
Remember that kid in
Nevada,
Philly?
Yeah, it was Arizona, somehow West Arizona, New Mexico.
It was some we called him, yeah, New Mexico. It was New Mexico. That's right. His name was
New
Mexico.
Why is there this Indian kid with his hand in his armpit and his and the other hand up his ass in front of the house? And he just looked at his hand that was in his ass.
Well, maybe he was scratching. You know, I mean, you know, in India, they don't shake with their left hands because that's the hand they wipe their ass with, right?
Really?
Oh, I don't know. That's an old myth. It's probably not even true. But allegedly, people wipe their ass barehanded with their left hands. Their left hand is the shit hand.
Barehanded, too.
Barehanded, too. Yeah, that's the old legend. Well, anyway, we were at this kid New Mexico's house in Philly, and we're just looking for something to watch on TV. We're drinking and whatever. And, of course, you know, the Skinamax comes on, and we left it on for, like, a good 10 minutes, I think. And it was – we not only discovered that – I mean, the camera work was so bad that you could actually see the dude's cock taped to his stomach.
Yeah.
Like, there was actually – there was, like, big, thick, white surgical tape. Yes, exactly. While Louis was masturbating, we were looking at the guy's penis. To his
that was about when I came. Yeah.
Yes, and then we discovered like the simulated fucking in a lot of these movies is like really badly simulated.
Yeah, it's like the shoulders are shifting, you know, like a rhythmic kind of like it's super exaggerated sex movement, hips.
Even the faces, like people make horrible faces during regular porno sex, but like the faces they made during the simulated Skinamax sex were really bad.
It's like someone asks you make a sex face, like a ridiculous sex face, so I can take a picture. But instead of just like the snap half a second picture, it's just like stuck there for 30 seconds.
It's like and now transition into the other horrible face that we asked you to make.
Which is
just over and over again, exaggerated shoulder movements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
just
I mean,
dance,
the way that they were having sex, it was as bad as the sex scene in Showgirls in the pool. Which is one of my favorite terrible sex scenes in movies. Because apparently in Showgirls, Kyle MacLachlan had a 5-foot penis in that movie. Because... With every thrust, she would circumnavigate half the length of the pool every thrust with her ass.
She would jet back 3 feet and they were going like her ass, like they were underwater, her ass went above the water. There was about a foot between her and the water and then back down.
And she would leap, somehow. She would hold onto his shoulders and leap bodily into the air and then shoot back down into the, and there was a lot of splashing, a lot of water displacement. It was,
that pool lost half of its fucking pump in that section. They're like, oh, we need more water in the pool, guys.
See, my theory actually is that they really were having sex, but Kyle MacLachlan literally has like a 5-foot-long penis, is what I think. I'm going to go with that theory because there's no other explanation for him to be in movies at this point.
Well, that's true. That's true. I love them in Dune, though. That cheesy-ass movie.
I couldn't. I love Dune, but, I mean, the whole movie was terrible. I don't care what anybody says. I love it because it's Dune, but it was terrible.
I love that movie. Love it. You know what? Like, you know, egregious story, kill, you know, changes aside, and horrible, horrible acting. The art, I always thought was actually, you know, tip-top stuff. You know what I mean?
I loved how they cast unintelligible actor Jürgen Prochnow.
Who
I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh,
he was
Duke Leto.
He was Duke Leto Atreides. Yes. Unintelligible fucking actor. Apparently, the Atreides were actually from some pseudo German planet in the middle of nowhere in the universe.
From Austria.
Some Austrian conquered planet 7,000 years before.
Austria somehow became a superpower, got spaceships, and conquered a bunch of planets.
And his son spoke perfect English.
I must have waited on him.
Yeah, so there was that. There was that whole thing. That movie was fantastically bad. And it's like, if there was ever proof that Sting couldn't act, it was that movie. He did a good job in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, though.
Yeah, yeah, I did like the dad. Yeah, that was.
But
yeah,
he didn't have
just
to do much.
Yeah, exactly. I was just, that stole the words out of my mouth. He didn't have to do much. He was just around for a few minutes. You know, and as horrible as Dune is, it's the best fucking Robert Lynch movie. Ever.
David Lynch.
Robert David
Although,
Lynch.
I mean, maybe it was, maybe he's got some brother named Robert Lynch that he let helm that movie, because it was it was better than his other movies.
Yeah, that couldn't have been him directing. It is, though. Like, seriously, though. Like, there's no other movie that as good as Dune is.
Mulholland Drive wasn't a bad movie as movies go, but it wasn't like when I watch a David Lynch movie, like I expect to have my mind blown in a barely recognizable way, but that's never happened.
All right. You know what? Like, I don't know. Like, Mulholland Drive was actually supposed to be a TV show. He shot like the first hour as the pilot. And I could almost, like, see exactly where it, like, loses its, you know, where he was just like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I could almost tell where he was like, fuck it, let's make it weird. And to be honest, I don't really remember what the movie's about. Like, I remember stuff about it, but, you know. And that's one of his more coherent movies.
I mean, he just, I don't know. Like, I mean, he's supposed to... It's one thing when a director or a storyteller has some subtleties in there that are, you know, like, I mean, there's all that stuff about the X-Files. Like, when the X-Files is on, there's a lot of unexplained shit. But, I mean, you know, it wasn't so unexplained that you couldn't at least speculate as to what it meant. You know, there were tons of theories about what was going on in the X-Files. Some of them were right. They didn't wrap up everything, but they wrapped up enough. But, like, if you watch Twin Peaks, like, there was so much about that show that didn't make any fucking sense, and there was just no sense even trying to figure it out at all.
It was just stuff happening. No, Know nothing. Damn. It is kind of tinted with the light of youth, you know, because I haven't seen Twin Peaks since it was around, you know. But, you know, whenever you catch, like, a replay of it, a rerun, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it still doesn't make any sense. Still doesn't make any sense. People becoming other people disappearing.
I guess Kyle MacLachlan is his boy, because he put him in that. Twin Peaks, he was in Blue Velvet. Was in Doom.
That's right, yeah, he was in Blue Velvet. Wasn't Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet?
He was. He was over the top.
Yeah, that's never a good choice for a movie either, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think what he was good in.
The only reason he was good in Apocalypse Now is because it was his job to be like an over the top wax. But apparently Marlon Brando fucking hated him.
Yeah. Actually, there's a part in that movie that if you listen to the, I guess the.
Oh yeah, doesn't he throw something at Dennis Hopper?
Yeah. So yeah, Frank. Yeah, in the commentary, Frank Ford Coppola, I believe, he says that, you know, there's a scene where he's talking Dennis Hopper, and Marlon Brando throws something at him to like shut up or whatever, and that was actual for real. Like, he was like,
yeah,
he didn't like him. That was like not in the script at all. He just didn't like him. He threw some shit at him.
Which is fine. I've wanted to throw stuff at Dennis Hopper for years. I think he's dead now.
Nah, he's done. He's done. In his grave.
I know he had cancer for a while.
Liked him in. Yeah,
you know
he's dead.
Nah, you're not going to find something.
Like,
True Romance.
Yeah.
True Romance. He was good in True Romance.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's because he wasn't. Like, he was very understated, you know? There was no room for him to go over the top with his usual bullshit. Because he had to just be, he had to be cool. Like, he was a concerned father, you know? And that was it.
Yeah. Tony Scott, brother Ridley Scott, who directed True Romance, killed himself. Did you hear about that, like, a year ago?
Tony Scott killed himself?
Yeah, threw himself off the
fucking
bridge. Poor bastard. Apparently he was had cancer or something. He was like, fuck it. He threw himself off a fucking bridge, dude. Tony Scott.
That sucks.
Yeah. Rock and roll, though.
That really sucks.
Go out with me. You know, do yourself in and take a few people out with you.
Not innocent. You know, that seems to be what's happened a lot lately. I mean, that seems to be the trend when people want to destroy themselves. They do it in a grand fashion. That's why all these, like, you know, fucking workplace fiascos and people fucking shooting up theaters and whatnot.
Yeah, well, again, not as innocent.
I guess society has just reached a critical point where, like, people who are suicidal are no longer just internalizing their hatred. Now they're like, you know what? It's not just me. I hate me and I suck, but everybody else sucks too. So I'm just going to take out as many people as possible. Apparently that's a thought process.
Yeah. Well, it's always men. Very super rarely a woman.
Yeah, it is. It is. I wonder why that is.
There's got to be something about, you know, testosterone.
That's an interesting point. There should be a study done on that. Why is it that, you know, the majority of the people who flip their shit and go on, you know, shooting rampages are men? Why is that?
Hmm.
It can't just be testosterone. It's got to also be something societal. There must be some sort of particular societal pressure that flips a lever in men in particular.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be head of household and all that shit. We are to be responsible for people around us.
Yeah, we're supposed to be all manly and stuff and be responsible for things and protect people and compete with each other.
My brother, I had to drive him somewhere, and he was like, oh, so you're closing down the business. I'm like, yeah, you know, it doesn't... So he was like questioning, like, oh, but what all that money, as if my business made money.
Which brother was this?
Gano, who ostensibly was, you know, present throughout.
And sort of responsible for some of your money loss.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, but Joe, you make so much money on it. You know what I mean? Like the audacity. Fucking audacity.
He doesn't have any acumen whatsoever as to what it takes to run a business. He doesn't.
No, people would call him. When I split the business up, he was his own man, had his own business. And if you ever asked him, I got some business for you. You know, some customers would call him directly or like run into him and like, oh, you're right away. Like, oh, well, let me talk to my old man, see how much it costs and all that stuff. Wouldn't want to deal with people at all. Like, pathetic.
So yeah. What is your dad doing now?
He's driving. He's a truck driver again.
No, your dad. Your dad's driving the truck?
Yeah. My brother got a job working for the post office at nighttime over the night shift. And so my dad uses the truck.
But your dad can't fucking see.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he'll probably kill somebody someday. As long as it's not my problem, we're good.
That is true.
His actually, his sight has gotten better. He's got 20/20 in one eye now, with glasses, obviously.
Oh, that's good. But see, having 20/20 in one eye doesn't mean that you're fit to drive.
A tractor trailer.
Yes, specifically a tractor trailer. I mean, one-eyed people can drive, but, I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to. But I don't know. There could be some laws that I have no idea about. So he had the audacity to ask you to be like, oh, you know, what about all that money that you made?
Mm-hmm. And blaming me because I lowered prices. Like, oh, well, there you go. You lowered prices. And he's not smart enough to make that statement. That was my father who must have talked to him and very recently. And said that because he's just not smart enough to come up with that.
Wow. You have a beautiful family.
Fucking degenerates. Ungrateful fucking pieces of shit. The truck that my dad drives, bought because of me.
Really? So why don't you have it?
Because out of the goodness of my heart, I gave it to them. Was under my name, bought with my credit. I didn't, take salary so that, bills could get paid, including that. And I just gave it to them out of the goodness of my fucking heart so they can do what they have to do.
So you signed the title over to them?
Yeah.
Oof. You should have just let them use it. Kept the title in your name so you could take it fucking back whenever you wanted. See, would being a good person get you?
Yep.
Now come over here and give me a back massage for free.
Oh, I'm coming. When Hurricane Sandy went down, they got, for example, they got like 20,000, and they bought the new truck for 15,000 because that other truck that I bought, I got destroyed. So there was like a difference of $5,000. And no, hey, you're in trouble, you need a couple of dollars, nothing. As soon as I had a load going down to that I have to go to the port, oh, we need money, charging me.
Do you really expect any less? You've worked with these people for years now, and you know how fucking selfish they are. You knew how selfish they were before you even got involved with them.
I know. Should have had my fucking head examined.
Well, you made one right choice, and that's marrying your fucking wife. That's damn sure.
The only good thing about coming out here.
But I haven't put my thumb in your butt in a while. So we need to work on that. What are you gonna, when are you going to talk to me about this movie shit? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, I want to write it in the next couple of weeks. Like, literally just write whatever fuck comes out. I have a lie in my head, you know, and ask people, and hopefully, like, in August, we can take a couple of weeks off, and we can shoot it. What do you think about that?
You got it.
Yeah.
I got 40 hours of vacation time.
Really?
Yeah.
3 hours.
So I got a week. I got a week that I can take off.
All right. You know, I mean, that's a fantasy of mine, but I'd like to make it, you know, dream into reality.
All right. Well, let's fucking do it, nigger. Let's do that shit. You fucking, you write whatever you got. You write whatever you feel like writing, and then give it to me, and I'll make it presentable. Because you're horrible, and nobody likes you.
Okay.
And you write like a 5-year-old.
But I gotta get a gist of the what, you know. Not that it's gonna be amazing, but for, you know, shooting with
I'll make it amazing.
Zero budget. Gotta,
yeah,
good idea.
I'll make it amazing. Just by me looking at things, it becomes at least 10% more amazing.
Why we work together. Imagine us casting people, that'd be awesome. I want to cast some people. Put some ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, we should have my penis at least featured in the background.
Definitely. Definitely. I was thinking, you know what, like, you know, even though I should be really actually thinking of how to write a story, I was thinking, like, we should pick a song. For, like, example, I was just listening to Rage Against the Machine today. It doesn't have to be a Rage Against the Machine song, but, like, kind of like the Farley Brothers did in Something About Mary, just, like, remember that song.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I know. We talked about that, like, you know, singing a song at the end type of thing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And at the end, and after the credit with, like, you know, Marvel Comics, you know, how that, they do movies like that. I was thinking right after the credits, I blow a load clear across your fucking face. Just, like, totally bukkake you. And that's what people have to look forward to in the next film.
So could we actually do that to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond?
Cum
shot? Caroline, squirt, squirt, squirt.
That'd be awesome if we.
Is it gonna work for you?
Once we get in, like, not up to the credits, we could do like an Easter egg on a DVD or something.
Where it's just like us blowing loads all over each other's faces.
No, you know, it isn't. But like a porn clip or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know what we
seriously could do though. We need to get like a cum like substance, and we'll just do like a montage at the end of like bloopers, and it'll just be us like squirting without telling. It'll be like almost like a Jackass thing. We'll just like come up to the actors or camera, whoever's involved in it, and just squirt them with the cum like stuff on camera. We'll just have like the montage will be just of cum shots of everybody who's involved in it. Just like surprise cum shots. What do you think?
We have to disguise that very cleverly, though. It's just you and I inside joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like, like it'll almost be like a Jackass thing. Like we just surprise people with the fake cum. And they're just like, ah. You know, maybe we could like water down some lotion or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we'll pretend to interview people that are working on the thing, and we'll just squirt that. Somebody will come up next to them and just squirt their face with it. And after a couple of times, everybody will be wary of it. So they'll see me coming and like I have a bottle, and they'll be like, ah, and then you'll hit them from the other side.
Mm-hmm. With real cum. Yep. You agree with that? Last part.
Cum on the what?
Yeah, the real cum.
Yeah. All right, show's over.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Is it? fine.
Let me know.
All right.
Let me know what happens. Later.
Fuck off. Die. 3 days.